8:58. Yesterday saw the release of the ABS regional labour force data. As always, it's somewhat, well, how can I describe it? Just a little bit turbulent, these numbers they are. They go up and down quite a distance. So to try and understand them, to unpack the numbers, we always turn to business consultant from Conus Business Consulting Services, Pete Faulkner. And again, he joins us this morning to help us understand. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Keir. How are you going?
I'm well. As always, let's start first with those headline numbers, please.
Yeah, headline numbers, again, looking pretty good for Cairns. As you've just said in your introduction there, the original numbers bang around all over the place, so we tend to focus on a trend. And the trend for Cairns, as I said to you last month, it's getting better. We've got about another 700 jobs over the month, and that takes the annual increase in Cairns for employment, trend employment, up by about 8,000 over the year. So really pretty positive.
Well, yeah, actually, that seems quite positive. Do you think that flies in the face of the feeling that's out there? Because, you know, a lot of the messaging that we're hearing from politicians, candidates, that sort of stuff, is about the dire state of the situation here.
Yeah, look, I think that's probably true, and there's a certain amount of politicking to be had there. The reality, of course, is, you know, I mean, you can argue against the numbers as much as you like, and there's a certain amount of people will always do that, and they'll say, oh, well, I know somebody who's unemployed, or I can't get a job, or whatever. You know, there's an element of that always going to be the case. The reality is that we have the data, we look at the data, and we analyse it, and what that's telling us, and it's pretty conclusive now, you know, this isn't just one month that we're talking about. This has been ongoing now for 7-8 months. We've seen improvements in employment in Cairns and reductions in the unemployment rate. So, you know, from a year ago when we were talking about unemployment rates up around, you know, 8, 9, 10% in Cairns and significantly higher in the youth unemployment, as we've spoken about in the past, we're now looking at unemployment rates in Cairns down at about 5.9, which is actually slightly lower than the state average. That's 6.1 on a trend basis, and only slightly higher than it is across the country, which is 5.7 on the trend. So, you know, you can argue as much as you like, but the reality is the numbers kind of stack up, and, you know, it's well established now over a number of months.
Yeah, and Pete Faulkner, what about the young people? How are they going? I know, you know, it wasn't that long ago, it was over 30%.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's coming down quite quickly. I would stress that the youth data, because we're looking at a subset of what is a fairly small data set in the first place, it's very volatile. So we need to be very careful about drawing any sort of major conclusions about some of these smaller data sets. But again, we've seen over a number of months, and again, it's about 7 or 8 months now, trend unemployment in the youth sector declining, and declining quite quickly. It wasn't that long ago, as you say, that Cairns was the worst in the state by quite a long way. For 8 months, the youth unemployment rate's been coming down. We now sit at 7th in the state. And on our data, the unemployment rate, the trend unemployment rate in youth is now about 14.3%. That's slightly higher than it is across the state, but not much higher.
And Pete Faulkner, what about our brothers and sisters in Townsville? Has there been any improvement for them?
Yeah, there has a little bit, but it's coming off a very, very low base. As we've been saying for some months, Townsville's been a bit of a sorry story. The reality is that as opposed to Cairns, where we've seen 8,000 new jobs this year, in trend terms, Townsville's still down over 3,000. That is slightly better than previous months, so we are starting to see some improvement. The unemployment rate there has started to come off on a trend basis. It's now 11.8%. It's still the highest in the state, and they're still losing jobs, and they're still losing predominantly full-time jobs as well. And the big concern with Townsville, I guess, is that now they have the second highest unemployment rate, youth unemployment rate in the state behind the Outback, and they're now at 29.5% for the youth unemployment. So they're back up to where we were, you know, 8-9 months ago. So really quite disturbing from the youth sector in Townsville. But on the positive, there is some sign. It's early days, and I would stress it's early days for Townsville, because whereas in Cairns we've seen this improvement over about the last 8 months, for Townsville it's really only just been in the last month or so that we've started to see the potential of a turnaround. And I would say it's only really potential. I'd like to see that confirmed over another couple of months before we could really kind of hang our hat on it and say, okay, Townsville's turned the corner.
All right. Thank you so much, Pete, for helping us to understand.
No worries, Keir. You have a good day.
You too. Pete Faulkner there from Conus Business Consulting.